You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Hit the Books, the only weekly realistic fantasy booking podcast in the universe. What does that mean? That means every single week we write our own versions of both Raw and SmackDown. That's right. Every single week we're writing promos, matches, match results, etc., etc., etc. I am Ryan Knightsey. I am the head writer of Monday Night Raw. And with me, as always, is my fellow co-host, the head writer of SmackDown, Mikey Manfredi. Mikey, how are you doing, fella?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited for Survivor Series. We have a pretty crazy card shaping up here for Sunday, and I'm super stoked about it.
I am super stoked as well. Always that go home show quality is always exciting stuff. Plus Survivor Series this Sunday, so we'll have that pay per view special out to y'all later this Sunday. But today, I mean, I feel like my entire build to Survivor Series has me, you know, when like a batter is, you know, in baseball, a batter is going up to the plate and they're coming out trying to hit a home run. And if they swing, you know, they're coming out with huge power behind their hit to try to get that home run. And if they connect, it's a home run. If they miss it, it's just a miss after miss after miss. I feel like
they miss, they swing the bat so hard that they fall down.
Yes, exactly. So I feel like I'm that batter during this entire build where I am the batter coming up ready to hit homers, but hoping he doesn't miss it because I'm going with huge power behind me.
Ready to start swinging from the fences.
Exactly, exactly. How are you feeling on this whole Survivor Series build? How do you feel about all of it?
I'm feeling great. This is a great Survivor Series build. I think we've been doing a great job building the feud, the SmackDown versus Raw feud, the champions versus champions feud, and sprinkling in our own little feuds here and there too. You know, keep things fresh, get stuff ready for after Survivor Series, and we have to go back to keeping the feuds internalized. You know,
exactly, exactly. I totally agree with that completely, Mikey. Well, let's get to it. Of course, like I said at the top of the show, I'm Raw, you're SmackDown. But it's not just that, folks. Obviously, if you don't know, we also allow you, the fans, to vote at home which card you thought was better. Was it my version of Raw? Was it Mikey's version of SmackDown? You can go to our Twitter page, at CountoutPod on Twitter. It'll be the pinned tweet for that weekend after the episode where you can vote. The poll came in for last week's episode, Mikey, and the results are in. It was a tie. The first one of season four.
A tie?
Yes.
Whoa, all right.
Yes, the first of season four, a tie. How do you feel about that?
That's crazy that we're starting off. We already have a tie. Usually those don't happen for a little while, so that's kind of crazy that we already got into one.
Yes, it's honestly, it makes me terrified about my current card is the fact that it was a tie. Because I lost episode one and then tied, so I was able to get some back. I'm just hoping that maybe I continue it with this episode. I feel like I could. I don't know. I'm nervous.
Okay.
I'm nervous. Well, let's get into it. A tie, that basically means that we both have to hit the randomizer on each other. We'll talk about that later. So I guess we'll start off with Monday Night Raw, Mikey.
Yeah, let's get right into it. Monday night, let's do it.
Monday Night Raw, written by Ryan Knightsey, yours truly. We're opening up the show with none other than Charlie Caruso. She's opening up Raw and welcomes everyone to the to Monday Night Raw, and welcomes out her guests at this time, the Men's Survivor Series team. So Ricochet walks out, then Murphy, then Aleister Black, then Drew McIntyre. Charlie calls out Roman Reigns, but his music plays and he doesn't show up.
Oh no.
Charlie's confused and asks them where Roman is. Drew tells Charlie that Roman didn't show up for work today.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. Roman didn't show up for work today.
That son of a bitch. Charlie continues the interview confused, but she starts with Murphy, asking now that he is on his own without Mastiff, without Seth Rollins, how do you think teaming of those around you will go this Sunday at Survivor Series? Murphy reflects, saying that without his Messiah by his side, it certainly will be difficult, but I was a single star in 205 Live before Rollins called me up to Raw, and that is something I will continue to do with or without the Monday Night Messiah. The better question is, will these men be able to tag with me?
Will they?
I mean, there's only one way to find out.
That's
this Sunday.
Ryan.
Charlie continues that line of thinking by talking to Aleister Black and asking him if he will be able to work with this Survivor Series team. Black says that when you go through hell, it's friends that need to pull you out. I don't believe these men to be my friends, especially that man, pointing to Murphy. You follow a false prophet, a false idol that left before I got my hands on him. If you can prove yourself to be friend, then so be it. But until then, you are my foe.
Murphy, friend.
What?
I don't know. I feel like that's a reference to something, but then I forgot what I was referencing.
Great. Great. Great energy.
It's definitely a reference to a piece of media.
Perfect. Black and Murphy go face to face, and Ricochet separates the two of them. McIntyre tells them all to get their crap together. He tells them that I know that we don't know each other well or have even worked together. How one of our teammates aren't even here today. You know, I've been on SmackDown for years. I love what I did on SmackDown. I was a WWE champion and Universal champion. Nothing can get better. But that was then. Now I'm a Raw roster member, and that means I represent the Raw brand. We need to come together as a unit here. That's why I scheduled us to have a match, the eight of us, tonight. A warm-up match for us on Sunday. You know, we need to move past all this. Come together as a team. We represent this brand, and we need to do this for every single Raw fan out there. Let's do this. That's it.
I like it. And that I like it. I like them hyping up the team, trying to get everybody together to take on SmackDown, which we all know they're not gonna. Come on.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. How dare you, sir? How dare you whatsoever? So yeah, it's a 8-man tag match at the main event tonight: McIntyre, Black, Murphy, and Ricochet versus 8 people. they'll find 8 people, I guess.
Fair.
Not yet announced. Next up is Tommaso Ciampa. If you remember, every champion in the Raw brand is defending their titles. Keith Lee defended his title. Edge, I guess, and Daniel Bryan, not really Daniel Bryan, defended their titles and lost.
Edge defending his titles.
Yes, Shayna Baszler defending her title, and now it's Tommaso Ciampa. Ciampa last week said he was going to pick a fellow champion. He comes out just sort of reminding the folks about that he's picking a fellow champion, and out walks out Lucas Von Goop.
I'm sorry?
Von Goop is the how did I pronounce this? The Liechtenstein heavyweight champion? Liechtenstein? Heavyweight champion.
What?
Yeah, he wanted to challenge a fellow champion, so a guy with Austrian-esque attire walks out, Liechtenstein heavyweight champion, and he's going to challenge Tommaso Ciampa, who's picked this man to defend his United States Championship against.
This right, you know what, Ryan? This is it.
What do you mean?
This right here is it. This is the most WWE thing we've ever done.
How dare you? What do you mean?
This is the most actual, real-life WWE thing we have ever done, ever. This is it right here.
I think this is a great moment for Tommaso Ciampa. I think this is also a perfect callback for Tommaso Ciampa because Mikey, I don't know if you remember, but there was a long-standing rival for Tommaso Ciampa that technically debuted on SmackDown. I believe he went to face MVP, who was United States champion at the time, who was the Liechtenstein heavyweight champion, and that guy was played by Johnny Gargano. So I set up a perfect callback. So you're welcome, Mikey. You're disappointed in me, I see.
I'm disappointed. Yes. You know what? Yes.
Perfect. Tommaso Ciampa obviously wins. Swinging for the fences here. Ciampa cuts a promo after the fact, you know, saying that he doesn't need to face anybody or anything. It doesn't matter who steps into this ring. He's going to take it down, whether it be Lucas Von Goop or Sheamus. Doesn't matter. He's the United States champion for a reason. I don't even, you know, bother with anybody else. Suddenly, Ricochet runs out.
Oh?
And the announcer announces that the Raw Board of Directors have stated that this match will be for a United States championship.
Oh, okay. There it is.
Yeah, there you go. Little fake reveal there. So now we got Tommaso Ciampa versus Ricochet for the United States Championship match, match for the United States Championship. And the winner of that match is Ricochet, new champion, baby.
Whoa, new champion. Cool. I have a promo I have to fix.
Maybe I should tell you these things before.
Maybe. It would have been nice.
But yes, that is correct. We have Ricochet is the new United States champion. He is now going to face Sheamus in a champion versus champion match at Survivor Series. That also means that Ricochet is he was on the Survivor Series men's team. So where are we doing with that? Well, I'll tell you right now, next up we have an announcement that with Ricochet's title victory, there is going to be a battle royal on the pre-show to determine the fifth member of Raw's Men's Survivor Series team.
Wow, so the last member of the team won't be decided until Survivor Series?
Correct.
That's crazy.
This is correct. Mikey, thoughts on all of that, on that four-segment block?
That's wild. I was so confident that Tommaso Ciampa was going to keep the title until Survivor Series. I had a promo written to him and everything, which I'm going to change up in a little. But either way, I think it's awesome. Really cool fake out with whoever the fuck.
Lucas Von Goop?
With Lucas Von Goop.
He's the Liechtenstein. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that country right. Liechtenstein. Thank you. He's the Liechtenstein heavyweight champion. You got to put respect on the Von Goop name.
I like the fake out. I like Ricochet coming out. I was not expecting Ricochet winning, which is very interesting. When the new United States champion. What is that? Two new champions already with these defending challenges.
Yes. So take that, changing the major title before every Survivor Series main roster. I've changed two. Change the tag titles, and I changed the mid-card title. I also want to note that Ricochet is now the champion, so that means he's facing Sheamus, a guy who he was gunning after, for the IC title right before Sheamus went to SmackDown. So, very apropos there.
Indeed.
It's like I booked that for a reason. I knew you were going to take Sheamus to SmackDown, so I told you this is what I'm doing. Ha ha! Genius.
Big brain
energy here. Let's move on to the next, and it's a video package. We have a school bell ringing, and we see a chalkboard that says Ref School 3 Counts.
Okay. I cannot wait to see how he comically messes this one up. Ow!
Did you hit your leg on the table? I'm going to keep moving as you adjust your body from that. Ow. Oh, Jesus Christ. R-Truth, he's wearing, of course, the correct referee shirt this time, unlike last week. Along with the other referees, are going over how to count a proper 3 count. Charles Robinson gives the demonstration. We pan over to two of the WWE referees talking to each other and smirking. Almost like they have something up their sleeve for whatever reason.
No, don't bully Truth.
Robinson picks R-Truth and both WWE referees to do the three count. WWE ref lays down, Truth goes for the cover, and the second WWE ref calls the three count successfully. Robinson tells Truth that it's now his turn to lay down for the pin. Suddenly, we see Truth have Vietnam-esque flashbacks to all the times he's been pinned while being the 24/7 champion, which he is currently.
Yep.
Truth kindly tries to explain to Robinson that he can't lay down. Robinson tells Truth that he has to. Truth says no. Robinson and Truth go back and forth, yelling about it. Suddenly, one of the WWE referees roll up Truth, and the other WWE referee counts the pin. Three count later, and one of those WWE referees is now your new 24/7 champion. Truth is shocked. The ref celebrates with the title.
Incredible. Ref winning the 24/7 title. Another unexpected title change here on Raw.
That is correct. Yes. Two back to back.
I believe the referees are bullying Truth.
They're not bullying. They just saw an opportunity to become champion.
They saw an opportunity to become champion, but there was also a man trying to learn how to do career path.
This is true. I guess this is true.
All I can think of that is taking his title. That's just unfair.
I mean, this is true, I guess.
The law. Who's going to pin that ref? The ref can count his own pins.
This is a great point. Who is going to pin the ref? It's like, who watches the Watchmen? Who pins the ref? Let's move right along. We got a quick little simple tag team match. It's Lince Dorado and Oney Lorcan versus Shelton Benjamin and Mojo Rawley. Lince Dorado and Oney Lorcan get the pin. Lince Dorado pinning Mojo Rawley.
All right.
A little build for stuff.
Easy peasy.
Little easy peasy. Two guys that are from tag teams that are no longer existing, or the guy is injured. And then also Shelton Benjamin, Mojo Rawley. None of those two. Hey, Kat, can you stop playing with those wires, bud? Okay, moving right along. We got a backstage promo of Tommaso Ciampa. I'm sure he's angry.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Ciampa asks who gave Ricochet a title shot. Ciampa says that he did what Keith Lee said and picks up and defend my United States Championship. I don't know what I wrote there. Now Ricochet can just give his Survivor Series... Wait, what did I write here? Hold on, this doesn't make any sense. Pick someone to defend my United States Championship against a champion even. Now Ricochet can just give up his Survivor Series spot, apparently, to get a shot at my title. That's not how things work around here. Now, on top of all of it, I don't even get Ricochet's spot in the Survivor's team. I am the actual United States champion, have been demoted to the pre-show in a battle royal, where I have to prove my spot again. Maybe I've been on NXT too long, but whoever is running Raw here is out of their mind. I will fix these things. I will set it right. Mark my words.
Ooh. I like it.
Yes. Tommaso Ciampa very angry with the political bodies behind Monday Night Raw. Which I guess technically right now is me.
Which is me. He's mad at me.
Yes. Next up, we have our finals match for the Women's Survivor Series qualifying. It's Nia Jax, one half of the women's tag, versus Liv Morgan.
All right. I like it.
And the winner here is going to be Liv Morgan.
Okay.
Which means that the Women's Survivor Series team for Raw is going to be Sonya Deville, Peyton Royce, Mickie James, Rhea Ripley, and Liv Morgan.
I like it. Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan on the same team is very interesting.
Yes. Moving right along, that 8-man tag that was announced earlier has become a 6-man tag with Ricochet no longer being on the Survivor Series team. So that means it's McIntyre, Black, and Murphy on one side, and the team we got on the other side is a team I like to call Team 3D, affectionately.
Wait, hold on.
Yep, don't worry about it. It's Dolph Ziggler, Drew Gulak, and Jake Maverick. Affectionately, just now, I'd like to call them Team 3D.
what a pairing there.
Yes, with Robert Roode on the side. Aside of Robert Roode, he was going to be in the match. You know, it was going to be Robert Roode and Ziggler, obviously, but with Ricochet gone, Roode's taking a backseat here.
Yeah.
So there we go. This match goes on. This is your main event. So Black is sort of overly combative here. You know, lots of miscommunication between McIntyre, Black, and Murphy, but it is that team that is able to get the eventual win. Murphy pinning Maverick, McIntyre, Black, and Murphy get the win to head into Survivor Series, but, oh, man, are they going to be able to get their shit together?
I don't know.
That's the question. That is the question now, isn't it? Mikey, that is Monday Night Raw. Thoughts?
I like it. I like the build. I like some of the feuds that are building in the background for after Survivor Series. We could get an interesting culmination here of Rhea Ripley with Morgan. We got the Liechtenstein heavyweight champion feuding with Tommaso Ciampa, obviously.
Of course.
We got a new 24/7 champion in the referee. A new United States champion in Ricochet. Big Raw here.
Big Raw here. I like I said, I came to home plate. I went to go swing for the fences. So hopefully I come out with a home run. We'll find out when the audience votes on who they thought was better, I guess.
Yeah.
It was a tie last week, Mikey, so you gotta hit the randomizer on me. It's now that time. I've presented my card to you and to you at home.
Well, here we go. Hitting the randomizer.
Just to set the table, the randomizer is like a list of like 40 items that you know, help keep us realistic. You know, it adds, you know, in any perfect vacuum, you know, there isn't, we can't just book forever and nothing happens. You know, injuries happen, you know, these sort of things. Things happen, and so, you know, that's how it allows us. We got a bunch of stuff, you know, heel turns, face turns, gimmick matches, you know, all this stuff. So let's see what you got, Mikey.
All right, Ryan, I spun the randomizer on you, buddy.
Okay.
We got a 2K outcome.
Oh, we haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah. So you have to, what that means is you have to roll a D whatever, and whatever.
D5.
A D5, and whatever that dice rolls, that match's outcome has to be determined in a computer versus computer game of 2K, of WWE 2K, whatever.
Yes. Yes. I rolled the D5, and I got number 4. So that
number
is going...
Number what?
Match number 4. Match number 4, which is Nia Jax versus Liv Morgan.
Ooh, very interesting.
Very interesting. That is maybe my most nervous match. That's one of, if not, like that and Ricochet are the two matches I didn't want to happen, and I'm upset that this happened, because now I have a chance where Liv Morgan's not on the Women's Survivor Series team, and instead it's Nia Jax. And that is not what I wanted whatsoever, but we'll find out when we do this 2K outcome now, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. God dang it. Ah, you know, that's what happens. That's what happens, I guess. God damn it. Okay, well then, let's, go to our YouTube channel. Put the plug right here. Go to our YouTube channel. 2K Outcome should be up and ready to go, potentially, hopefully. And we'll see what happens there. And we'll find out the result there, and we'll talk about it more on Sunday, I guess, at Survivor Series, Mikey.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, with Raw out of the way, we'll put a question mark over this one match here. Let's head over to SmackDown.
All right, so over on my neck of the woods, over on SmackDown, we got the go-home show for Survivor Series. And on my go-home show, we have Sami Zayn opening up the show, coming to the ring with that Universal Championship of his. And he grabs a mic and he says, with Survivor Series just around the corner, I wanted to come out here and say a few words to Keith Lee over on Raw. When I beat you this Sunday, proving that I, Sami Zayn, am the ultimate champion of WWE, don't take it too hard. It's nothing personal. It's really not. It's just business. When I haluva kick you so hard that all you'll see is the lights at the top of the arena, it won't be about Keith Lee at all. Your title, your little flash in the pan WWE title run will mean absolutely nothing. Because all anyone would be thinking about is Sami Zayn, the Universal Champion.
Okay. You've given me permission here. So Keith Lee's music comes out. Screw that. Yep. Screw that flash in a pan nonsense. Keith Lee walks out. Keith Lee says, he walks out of SmackDown. He says, Sami Zayn, the Universal Champion. Sami, I respected you in your entire wrestling career from the beginning. You were an amazing man, an amazing wrestler, and I have the utmost respect for you. However, where I have respect for you, you very obviously have no respect towards me. So let me remind you who I am. I am the Limitless One. I am the man that took down Brock Lesnar. I am the WWE Champion. I am Keith Lee. And you will put respect on my name.
All right. Fire coming from Keith Lee here.
Yeah, hot fire. I'm spitting hot fire. I'm defending my WWE champion over on Raw here. And I'm moving over to SmackDown to cause a commotion.
I like it. All right, well, I think Sami Zayn's going to have a little bit of a rebuttal to that.
It's Sami Zayn. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't Sami Zayn have?
Zayn says, you want to talk about respect. Keith, I already told you, this is nothing personal. It's just business. Listen, I'm doing what I gotta do to cement myself in this company as the greatest universal champion of all time. That is a prophecy I am going to fulfill without any hindrance from you. You just got here and got a little lucky and won that WWE championship. Me, I worked my ass off to get this title. Wink, wink. He just won it with Money in the Bank. And I beat one of the most dominant champions this company has ever seen in Drew McIntyre. And I took out Adam Cole to boot. Inside Hell in a Cell. Again, won with Money in the Bank. There, at this point, I'm on top of the world. And I don't think you're going to be able to stop me, kiddo.
Keith Lee thinks about it and just responds saying, you know, how long did that take you? That, like you say, that took you, what, 5 years to get to where you are? That's good. That's a good thing. It, you know, that's no big deal. You, like you said, I'll give you props. You use the Money in the Bank briefcase to your advantage, and, you know, that's pretty cheap, but hey, you are the Universal Champion. You took down McIntyre. Like you said, I've been here for less than a year, less than 2 years, and I am the WWE champion. What does that say about you, Sami Zayn, where you aren't able to do as much as I can? You talk about this isn't personal. You talk about that this is business. Well, look at the matter of fact, Sami Zayn. I am the future of this business. I'm already surpassing you in this business. You are one of the greatest, but I am Keith Lee, the greatest, the limitless one. You've reached your limit. I have none. Move along, Sami. And then All American Rejects play. Remember All American Rejects?
Yeah.
What happened to them? What happened to them?
Do we call it there? That's a pretty good end, I think.
What, and does Sami Zayn have any sort of physical response or anything?
I don't know. I feel like Sami Zayn wouldn't rush Keith Lee, considering the pretty big size difference between the two of them.
Then they go. Let's say they go face to face. I know Keith Lee would want to go face to face.
I like that. I like just a stare down.
Yeah, stare down between the two. And then they're both raising their titles, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Thoughts? That's your SmackDown, Mikey. I like that opener.
Yeah, that's my opener to SmackDown.
Okay. Okay.
So, real quick.
I should have botched this promo so your opening to SmackDown looks worse.
That's fine. I like a good promo to kick things off.
No, I'm saying I should have botched Keith Lee's promo and have a shitty promo so that it's because it's on your SmackDown, it's a worse thing, so I can win in the polls.
All right, so I just want to come in quick here and say this is a very promo-heavy SmackDown, and the matches are just some build matches here for after Survivor Series. We got match number one, we got Nikki Cross taking on Carmella, with Nikki Cross getting the victory. Just a nice win, just a good women's match, you know?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
After that, we have a backstage. Backstage, we see Kevin Owens and AJ Styles arguing about who is going to captain the SmackDown Survivor Series team. Their arguing turns into shoving and hitting, and that's when The Miz and Samoa Joe step in to separate them. Joe says, "Enough! You two are going to be the reason we lose this Sunday if you keep this up." The Miz steps in and says, "Look, as much as I love some good drama, I agree with Joe here. You two need to figure something out here so we can all get back on the same page. And you know what? I happen to have just the solution. You two each pick someone to fight for the last spot on the team. Whoever's pick wins clearly has the better judgment and gets to be the captain. Deal?"
Oh, that's a fair reasoning.
Owens and AJ look at each other and reluctantly agree. They go their separate ways to find their picks.
Oh, interesting. That's a good reasoning from Miz there. I mean, honestly, like, you know, if you're both fighting whoever the captain is, then you guys basically pick the last spot.
Mm-hmm.
Make the team come together here.
Yes.
Wasn't expecting this from The Miz, but good on him.
Yeah. After that, we have Elias taking on King Corbin, because in WWE there is three things that are certain: death, taxes, and Elias and King Corbin feuding.
This is true. This is true. They did have a small feud, if I remember correctly, on Raw as well.
Yes.
For me. And I. Well, it's just like, you know, if you got nothing for these two guys, but they're both both decent guys that you want to use, but you're like, ah, crap. Well, let's just have them feud together.
It feels like, you know what it feels like? This is gonna be a very niche reference, but it feels like one of those matches you have in the book it card game where, like, you have two people and it's not the exact two people you wanted, but, like, it's fine enough and you're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. They're two decent guys. They can work together well, and, you know, it's none of them are, like, huge stars, but they're big enough to, like, do something, draw a little bit. And you're like, ah, that's fine. Yeah, whatever. Right, put them together. Who cares?
So after that, we have the video package, and it's an Undisputed Era video package this time about their Survivor Series match against LLC. O'Reilly starts. "Survivor Series, when we find out who the best of the best are, champions taking on champions for ultimate supremacy and brand bragging rights. But for us, this win isn't about being the better champions. It's not to prove SmackDown is the best. This match against LLC is for us. For us to prove that we are the best damn tag team this whole company has ever seen. LLC, this Sunday, you aren't just taking on any two members of this team here. No, you are facing some of the best tag team wrestlers this planet has ever seen." Bobby Fish enters the frame, returning from his injury.
Hey, yeah, I forgot Bobby Fish comes back today.
Putting Undisputed Era back at full strength, and he says, "And that is Undisputed."
Yeah, baby. Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, Red Dragon.
Yeah.
Bring it up. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm super hyped for this.
That I would assume that confirms Red Dragon versus LLC.
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect.
Red Dragon versus LLC.
Beautiful. God, the height differences alone. Like, hold on. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the height difference there is going to be insanely funny to me as well, but I love it nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Fish is 5'11". Kyle O'Reilly is 6 foot. Cesaro is 6'5". Holy crap, Cesaro's 6'5"? Oh my god. And Bobby Lashley is 6'3". So yeah, it's going to be a... I love it.
I don't know why, but I wasn't expecting Cesaro to be the tallest of the bunch there.
Me neither. I was trying to ramp it up to be Bobby Lashley be the tallest, but the fact that Cesaro is 6'5", Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, after that, we have a tag team match between the Street Profits and Morrison and Andrade, in which Morrison and Andrade get the victory.
Here we go. Morrison Andrade. Look at that team there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love what I'm seeing there.
After that, we have a backstage interview with Sheamus about his match against Ricochet this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
"At Survivor Series, I already know that I'm going to destroy Ricochet. He just won that title, and I plan on showing him just what it means to be a champion. Show him that everyone is gunning for that huge target he just put on his head, even other champions. I'm going to show him that he's not ready to have that title." And Sheamus walks off.
I like that a lot. I like that promo a lot. He didn't really distinctly give up like their past history, but I like the idea that last line of prove that you don't deserve that title, which from their rivalry on Raw there, it was like Ricochet was gunning for Sheamus but couldn't get the big one.
Mm-hmm.
So Sheamus is like doubling down, like, yeah, you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
So I like that there. I like that there a lot. A little nice little feud here. Ricochet versus Sheamus for the champion versus champion match. Honestly, I would be hyped the most for that match right now.
Yeah, that'd be.
Well, I take that back. I'm looking at the women's match. And I'm like, oh, geez.
Speaking of the women's match, this next one is for the last spot on the women's Survivor Series team.
Okay.
And we have Charlotte Flair taking on Asuka.
Ooh. Big match. Last spot. You know, that's a game changer no matter who is picked up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested.
And in this one, Charlotte Flair picks up the victory.
Wow. It's
the last member of Team SmackDown, Charlotte Flair.
Wow, what a pickup there. So who? What is this team now? What do we got officially?
Well,
here?
Let me go through this promo and you'll see.
Okay, never mind. Moving on.
The rest of the SmackDown women's team comes to the ring and the full team is complete. Flair grabs a mic and she says, I know that me and some of these other women haven't always seen things eye to eye, but now that we're fighting together on Team SmackDown, I know that nothing is going to be able to stop the raw talent and athleticism this team has. I mean, look at us. She goes down the line. Toni Storm, a former NXT UK women's champion. She's taken on some of the best competition the UK has to offer and has beaten almost all of them. Piper Niven has been making huge waves here on the Blue Brand, kicking ass and taking names. Bianca Belair, well, what more do I have to say besides that she's the EST of SD? And last but absolutely not least, Alexa Bliss has had multiple women's title runs here in the WWE. And of course, there's me, the queen, Charlotte Flair. And I don't plan on getting dethroned anytime soon. So, Raw, you better watch your backs because we are an unstoppable force and we're going to roll right through you.
Am I allowed to have a Raw team ambush and have a big brawl?
Oh, of course, please.
Then I set the Hounds of Raw on that team there.
I'm in.
Deville, Royce, Ripley, James, and Morgan or Jax. Liv Morgan and Nia Jax, whoever it is.
Hopefully, after all that team.
Yes, but yeah, yeah. Hope she doesn't break anyone's nose and make a big new star. So I want them to go up and do a big old brawl there.
Yeah,
why not?
I'll take that. Sure, let's do that. Big brawl between the women's teams here on SmackDown. Like it.
It feels apropos there.
Yeah.
It feels apropos to have the Raw team come out and do that sort of brawl to close off, to bring some heat for this women's team.
Yeah, but of course, to wrap up the SmackDown team, now I'm just going to do a quick run through. We have Toni Storm, Piper Niven, Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, and Charlotte Flair.
Mm-hmm. Big brawl to close out the SmackDown. Well, we won a match, don't we?
Because next up is our main event. And AJ Styles comes out to the ring and he says, now, me and Owens both had to pick somebody to fight for the last spot on the team, and I think I found the perfect person. AJ Styles points at the ramp, and who is it? None other than the big man himself, Braun Strowman.
Wow.
Coming down to the ring, ready for a match.
So Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman fighting for AJ Styles.
Okay.
Kevin Owens says, Kevin Owens then comes to the ring and he says, AJ. Normally, against Braun Strowman, I would be scared for my pick, but I think I made a pretty good choice. Kevin Owens points at the ramp, and who is it? None other than debuting SmackDown superstar Karrion Kross with Scarlett Bordeaux coming to the ring. We have our main event, Karrion Kross versus Braun Strowman for the last spot on the Men's Survivor Series team.
Oh my god.
And Karrion Kross picks up the victory.
Oh my god,
over
yeah.
Braun Strowman.
Holy crap. Holy crap, what a team.
Yeah.
What a god dang team. What a unit.
Yeah, so the SmackDown Survivor Series team is now officially Captain KO, AJ Styles, The Miz, Samoa Joe, and Karrion Kross.
Wow. That is a unit. That is a unit right there. Holy crap. And they're taking on McIntyre, Murphy, Black, Reigns, and some other person that they don't know. That's my one advantage for Raw is that they have no idea who the last person's going to be. Oh my god. This, oh my god. Dang, that's a... What a debut for Karrion Kross, too, to defeat Braun Strowman. Mm-hmm. You know, that sort of...
I was going back and forth, and I was like, how can this debut be, like, big? How can I... I've been hyping it up for the past 2 weeks. What could I do to make it really, like, hit home that, like, this guy's mm-hmm. going to be a monster? And I'm like, why not have him beat a monster, you know?
I mean, yeah. That's a great reason. Have him beat a monster clean.
Yeah.
And then join Survivor Series, you know? Wow. That's awesome. That's a solid team right there. Holy crap. That's a solid team. I'm terrified. Oh my god. Well, nice. I love this SmackDown here, Mikey. I love it. I love it so far.
Thank you.
Not so far. It's the end of it, actually.
That's it. We have the Men's Survivor Series team stand tall at the end. AJ's a little bit disappointed, but, you know, he still got Karrion Kross on the team. So, like, he's, like, disappointed that Braun Strowman lost, but he's like, it's not too bad.
I mean, that's
not bad,
fair.
Not a bad consolation prize.
Not a bad consolation prize at all to have Karrion Kross on your team. It's, you know, it's maybe terrifying because, you know, who knows what's going on behind the mind of Karrion Kross.
I think it's like at this point, Kevin Owens like thinks he's the captain, but we all know who the captain is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then that's the end of SmackDown here, Mikey. I'm going to hit the randomizer. To see what sort of effects happen to SmackDown.
Okay,
let's see what we get here.
I don't know if I like that.
Interesting. It's a good thing. And good things help me.
Interesting. What do you got?
I have a rookie call-up.
A rookie call-up?
Yes.
Very interesting.
Choose an NXT roster member on the not yet list and include them on the roster. So how the randomizer works is that anything bad affects the other person, anything good affects me. So I get a rookie call up.
There you go, Ryan. You get a new member of the SmackDown roster.
Yes. Rookie call up, so it's anyone on the not yet list, and we have a list of a bunch of people. You know, Casey Contanzaro, Brian Kendrick, Kona Reeves, Mansoor. Yes, the finest. You know, a bunch of NXT UK roster members like Sam Gradwell and Noam Dar. I hate picking from this list, by the way. Because there's a bunch of people I'm like, I don't freaking know. I don't freaking know whatsoever. I don't care about any of these people. I got nothing to do with any of these people. I got no ideas for any of these people. I hate this, Mikey. I hate NXT rookie call-ups because it's just like a bunch of people that I'm like, I don't care anything about these people. Oh, man. Who would you pick on this list if you had the option?
If I had the option to pick from the not yet list,
mm-hmm. It's like a bunch of people that I'm just like, I don't know, I don't care.
Probably like Tony Nese or Killian Dane, maybe Ember Moon down here.
I was thinking like Tony Nese or Killian Dane because I can just do the Killian Dane Drake Maverick tag team that's happening on NXT. And then Tony Nese is just like, yeah, that's a good hand to have.
Why is Ember Moon on this list? That's interesting.
Well, because she was literally just called back down to NXT, so I feel like it'd be weird if I was like, yeah, and she can get called up whenever. Like, she's, it's like, well, she just got called back down.
True.
But also, I don't want Ember Moon. I don't have anything for Ember Moon right now. Honestly,
Brian Kendrick also is kind of interesting.
Yeah, he's not a bad pick there either. Honestly, I think I'm just, yeah, I'll pick up Tony Nese.
Okay.
I'll pick up Tony Nese then. How about that? How about them apples? Or them, like them ab-oles? Is that anything?
I guess. Listen, you tried.
There we go. Tony Nese, too. Raw. Is he on the team for the main event thing? No. Nah, he's not. He'll just come up later.
He'll be in the Battle Royal.
I guess I could put him in the Battle Royal. I didn't even think about that. Let's have him in the Battle Royal. I'll take out somebody, because currently I have a 20-man Battle Royal, so I can take out somebody. Yeah, let's take out Maverick and put in Tony Nese. Who cares? There we go. 20-man Battle Royal for Final Spot and Royal Survivor Series team. That'd be a nice little pick. There we go, Tony Nese. There we go, folks. That's the it. That is it. That's the go-home episode of this episode of Hit the Books. We'll be back this Sunday for our pay-per-view special of Survivor Series. So far, going down the card so far here, we got, of course, that pre-show match of the 20-man Battle Royal for the final spot on Raw Survivor Series team. We have a SmackDown match, apparently, as well, that is yet to be announced, Mikey.
Okay.
We also have the men's Survivor Series team, which is so far Reigns, McIntyre, Murphy, Black, and Mystery Person, or winner of that Battle Royal.
And the Mystery Person.
Versus Owen, Styles, Miz, Joe, and Cross. We got the women's of Alexa Bliss, Bianca Belair, Piper Niven, Toni Storm, Charlotte Flair, versus Deville, Royce, Ripley, James, and we'll find out on the 2K outcome, either Liv Morgan or Nia Jax. Mikey, what else do we got? What are the champions versus champion matches?
We got Keith Lee taking on Sami Zayn in a champion versus champion match. We got Shayna Baszler taking on Sasha Banks. Ricochet taking on Sheamus. LLC taking on Undisputed Era.
Yes, this is true. This is fact. There we go. That's Survivor Series. Mikey, thoughts on the show? Thoughts on Survivor Series so far? I'm ready for it. I'm excited.
It's a very cool show we got going here.
Yes. I'm excited. You can listen to it, of course, this Sunday on this same podcast feed. Wherever you get podcasts, you can listen to Hit the Books Survivor Series pay-per-view special this Sunday. Anything to plug, Mikey?
Well, you should go check out Independent Waters every Wednesday, where me and Zach Batista go into the independent sea and grab some fun little treasures from the indie wrestling scene and give them to you as a gift and give you our ratings on those matches. So go check that out every Wednesday here on the Countout Network.
Yes, and you can also check out G1 and Only. It's a show that comes out every other Monday on the network as well. It's a show that I do. Basically, we talk about the performance, the review the performance of wrestlers who have only been in the G1 Climax once. It's a long list of a very interesting group of people, including Steve Austin, Ric Flair, Drew Nakayama, you know, new Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame member Jun Akiyama, Adam Page is technically in there as well. So it's a nice little cool little project that I'm working on. Hopefully, Mikey, the new episode comes out this Monday. I have my DVDs of the matches haven't come in yet, so I'm hoping they come in. It's Thursday right now, and I'm really hoping they come in.
I don't know why, but when you said Adam Page earlier, it didn't like click to me that it was Hangman Adam Page, because you didn't say Hangman, and I was like, who's Adam Page?
Who the hell is Adam Page? I mean, Adam Page and Jon Moxley are both on the list. Like, at the last two episodes are Adam Page and Jon Moxley.
Speaking of Jon Moxley, I just real quick want to put over his promo he did on Dynamite.
The one where he announced that him and Renee are with child.
That's the most Moxley thing I've ever seen. The fact that he announced that he's going to be a dad through a wrestling promo.
I would have really loved it if Renee was like, I don't know what he's talking about. We're not pregnant.
What I'm picturing is like some family dinner later, and the kid asks like, "Oh, how did you tell everyone I was pregnant?" "Oh, I did it on TV on a wrestling promo."
I love it.
But like, sure, that part was good, but like, that promo just all around was also just like insane, right?
Yes,
that was one of the best. I think that was one of the best promos I've literally ever seen. Period.
High praise.
It was very good. It was a really, really good promo.
And of course, congratulations to the two of them, Moxley and Renee.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Can't wait for Big Daddy Mox.
You can follow a bunch of our thoughts on those Moxley promos or anything else happening in the world of professional wrestling by going and following us at CountOutPod on Twitter. There you can also vote on which card you like better. Was it this Raw card? Was it Mikey SmackDown card? It's that pinned tweet that happens every weekend on that network page. So you can go over there and vote on which card you thought was better. You also, like we said, go to our YouTube channel, Count Out Podcast as well. There you'll find a bunch of new stuff, video versions of all the shows and whatnot. And, the 2K outcome that we're going to have to make as well and release as well. Liv Morgan versus Nia Jax for the last spot in the Women's Survivor Series match. So get ready for that when it drops as well. Go check that out, of course, on Count Out Podcast on YouTube as well. Subscribe to the show, leave a review as well. We would greatly appreciate it. That is it for this week's episode of Hit the Books. Until this Sunday at Survivor Series, folks, we'll see you then. Until then, we've got two words for ya.
Book it.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.